Justin Timberlake, Can't Stop the Feeling, Dermot and Dave on Today FM. That JT song is just so sarcastic of you, says a text on 53102. Why?
Sarcastic.
Why? Because it's a happy, summery, smiley, gorgeous tune and you're not feeling it?
It's Friday. It's a good, happy song. The sky is blue out the little crack of window I can see here in the Today FM studio.
Gorgeous day today. In fact, check out my smoke pic on all my social channels, guys. You can get it on Twitter at Dave Today FM. You can get it on Facebook, Dave Today FM. You can get it on Instagram, Dave Today FM.
I'm going to take a wild guess here. Yeah. Was it the sun over Portmarnock Bay?
No. It was a Today FM balcony selfie.
Oh, so you were standing smugly on the balcony with the cityscape behind you.
Because I was going to stop and take the picture today at Portmarnock. It was crepuscular rays peeking through the clouds, but I thought, no, it's not quite dramatic enough. So I'll move on and I'll get one later. And I was right, I did. And across the Dublin skyline, you can see the crane saying, "The boom is back!" Very much so in my smug pic this morning.
You know it's Friday because on Fridays there tends to be some new music release. And every now and again, you get a special Friday where tons of new music comes out. And we love to bring them to you because there's a mad mix of stuff.
Totally.
Like today.
Mick Jagger was 74 yesterday. So he decided to release a couple of tunes. The one that stands out for us features Skepta, who's a grime artist.
In it.
And it's called England Lost, and this is what it sounds like. I think I'm losing my imagination. I'm tired of talking about immigration. You can't get in and you can't get out. I guess that's what we're all about. True. Greece. It's a deja vu. I've seen it all before. Different season. Same score. Everybody wants your head on the spike. That is England Lost featuring Skepta from Mick Jagger, nonetheless.
It sounds like he found either a Happy Mondays or a Black Grape album.
Yeah.
And decided to just go with it.
Let's do that.
Yeah. Although he's rapping at age 74.
Well, he's kind of singing a bit like that. It's kind of what Mick's done for his whole career, if I'm honest. Ringo is releasing new music, but interestingly, it features guitar and backing vocals from Paul McCartney. So it's the two former Beatles getting together. Now in there there's a couple of other people. There's the guitarist from Toto and the one of the guitarists and vocalists from the Eagles as well. But it's called We're On The Road Again, and you know what, it's pretty damn good. I count the hours until we get to play. I mean, it's not like an aging rocker singing a song about being on the road. It's like, it's just like what you expect from those guys.
You know, I think it gets harder and harder to write good music as you get older. Not because you run out of ideas, but because if you become that famous, no one has the guts to tell you that it's crap. Do you know what I mean?
Like,
if you're Ringo and Paul and you're in the studio, or you're Mick Jagger and you're in the studio and you have all these people around you and you're like, we're on the road again. And like, does that sound good, lads? And everyone's like, oh, yeah, sounds great. Like, there's no quality control anymore. At least when you're young and in the band, your bandmates will go, that is terrible.
Yeah, but there needs to be public quality control. Look at Metallica. Metallica released bad album after bad album and everybody told them. And then they went and released like the album of albums last year. That was the greatest album. You know what I mean? They finally listened to their fans and went, okay, we should probably do that. There's new music from Nicki Minaj and Future. It's called You Da Baddest, and it's exactly what you'd expect, but it's quality. 25 carats on my paddock, I'm ecstatic. Got them blue diamonds dancing in a party, democratic. I never lose nothing but damn, I done had it. I ain't never strike out. They can't average what I batted, no. Nicki Minaj and Future, You Da Baddest. And in that kind of pop vein, you've also got music from Kesha. Obviously, her new album is pretty much written about her previous situations with record labels and all the stuff she went through. This one is called Learn to Let Go. Pop stuff, that one. I like that one.
You know, people give out about record labels, but I think they should be commended and thanked by so many artists, because nearly every act at some point writes music about the difficult time they had with their record label, which then results in them having you know, a really successful album, which is represented by the record label in question, or the next one.
Yeah.
Like, think about George Michael, Prince. Even Danny from the Coronas, when we were talking to him, was saying some of his songs were motivated by, you know, the relationship with record companies. So it's not all bad. They're, you know, they're treating them really badly, but then they're giving them content for their art.
Yeah, I do think Kesha's situation was a little bit more than with some artistic differences with the label. I mean, like, she was basically wrought over the coals for the last 2 years, not allowed to make any music, brought to court. It was hideous for her, in fairness, but I'm glad to see she's back, because she is talented, in fairness.
Boo-hoo.
The Killers have, like, just, they haven't released any music, but they've just kind of gone, this is on the way, and it sounds like exactly like what you want The Killers to do. Album is going to be great. That's Run for Cover, that one's called, and their new album will be out very soon. First album in about 5 years, so that's going to be a big one.
There's always a lovely sense of desperation in his vocals and in their music in general. Mm. Even when they were doing Mr. Brightside and stuff, it's as if they record all their songs in a plane where the landing gear won't come down. It's kind of, oh God, they're singing for the last gig of their life.
But the one that we wanted to play in full for you today is brilliant, because it's from the Stereophonics, who, as we all know, are pure class. Their 10th album is going to be called Scream Above the Sounds, and this is taken from it. It's called All in One Night. It's brand new from the Stereophonics with Dermot and Dave on Today FM.
Hard to imagine they've had 10 albums, isn't it?
Yeah. Churning it out.
Mildly depressing.
Here's the Stereophonics on Today FM. Tell us what you think of this one. It's Dermot and Dave.